It's January 1st, 2021. And I'm going to read you one of my poems. Stay tuned at the end of this episode for some bloopers. This is a poem from the prompt, Regret. I could have been a pharmacist, but instead, I'm writing about myself like a narcissist. Sitting in my minimum wage job, dealing with someone acting like a snob. I don't actually regret my decision. I worried at first, but my hindsight has perfect vision. I knew my life was meant to go other places. So, at work, I'll keep smiling at frowning faces. I'll tell you a little bit more about this poem right after the break. So, my random word generator gave me the word regret. Honestly, I don't like to write poems about regretting things. There are many things I do, and I don't want to remember them. But, considering it gave me this word, I was going to challenge myself. The first thing I thought of was something I actually don't really regret. A few years back, I got an offer to be a pharmacist, and I turned it down because that's not what I want to do. My family was disappointed because they thought of my future and the fact I could have a stable job, but I've always wanted to be a writer, if you couldn't tell. So I thought this was a fun thing to do, to turn it to something that wasn't heavy. And I was also working my retail job right after somebody had come in and just scowled at me. No explanation. So, yeah. The hard prompts don't have to have tough poems behind them. You can turn them to be whatever you want. It's your creative writing. Just remember that next time you don't like the prompt that comes up. Hey, if you like this, go ahead and leave a review. Tell me what you liked and what you didn't. I've just released a blackout poetry book that's dedicated to the year of our Lord 2020. Check the show notes for that. And also, if you think you have something that would really fit into this formula, let me know. I'd love to have user submissions. Subscribe if you want to know what's coming up next. And until then, stay creative. Here are some bloopers that I just found too fun to leave out. There are many more, but most of them are less funny. Period. Oh geez, I use voice text so often I just said period out loud. I don't actually regret my decision. I worried at first, but my hindsight is 20/20 vision. Did I just slur?